Blog Talk Radio. This is Whirl with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. I'm speaking to you from sunny Atlantic City, New Jersey. Yeah. Well, people like myself tend to gamble until they lose. You know how it is? Okay, so I'm here to talk about and write about Atlantic City for the non-gambler. Like, what's there to do if you don't gamble? Well, there is plenty. I'm staying here at the Tropicana Hotel. I'm in, my hotel room broadcasting here. Yeah, so far with nothing going wrong. And it's, last night, I saw a show called The Best of Broadway, which will... Well, I guess that should be my first guest that will be coming on to talk about this show. Then, let's see, I went to Absecon Lighthouse, and I'm told I think the third largest or the tallest lighthouse in the United States. Well, I have a guest who's going to talk about this huge erection. And then, let's see, back from Italy, I swore off Italian pastries because the ones that we have here didn't really match anymore, really. But, fortunate or unfortunate, as my weight would say, unfortunate, I found a place here in Atlantic City called Formica's, which is actually spelt like Formica, but it's Formica's. And we're going to have a guest on there to talk about this fabulous Italian pastry shop. And what else? Oh, yes, a four-handed massage. That's what I got this morning from Impressions at the spa at the New Borgata, which is called the Water Club. And so also later we're going to have Dwayne Keller, the chef from Moon Bay Coastal Cuisine at the Gaylord Hotel at National Harbor, to talk with us. And so in the meantime, you know how it is. Yeah, I'll be talking enough about food, but so let me... All right, instead of doing a food one... Let's do one of our sponsors that's actually not a food one.
Thank you for calling JetBlue. May I help you?
My cousin was telling me you guys have extra leg room.
Uh-huh. We have extra leg room as compared to a normal coach seat.
Okay. If I don't have an extra leg, can I use that room for something else?
No. No, that is not what the extra leg implies. We took out one whole row of seats, and that gave the rest of those rows a couple of extra inches of leg room. I understand what you mean. The words extra leg imply that, but it has nothing to do with having an extra leg.
I'm a pretty literal person.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be taking it very literally.
I guess a little too literally.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it. You've been pretty helpful.
Thanks for calling JetBlue.
Dear traveler, stretch out. We now have the most legroom in coach. Visit us at JetBlue.com. Sincerely, JetBlue, based on average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines.
I absolutely love this commercial. By the way, I want to absolutely thank Elaine Zamansky, who's the manager of media relations here in Atlantic City, for assisting me with everything I needed to do here. I'll be telling you all about everything. Because of the first guest that I'm going to have on, hopefully, you know, it's one of those, having to do with the show, The Best of Broadway, as you know, the Tony Awards came up, and one of the shows that seemed to, that, you know, got a lot of awards was South Pacific, a revival of South Pacific, which was actually shown at the Lincoln Center. And so I uploaded one of the songs, and, you know, as opposed to I had to pick one. I was going to do Sam and Janet, you know, Sam and Janet Evening. Yeah, but I decided to do this one instead while we wait for our first caller.
Talk about things you like to do. You've got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about the moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Talk about the bird learning how to fly, making all the music he can make. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You've got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about the star looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about a girl, talk about a boy, counting all the ripples on the sea. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You've got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
I know nobody can see me, but I'm dancing around the hotel room right now.
To have a dream.
idea you like.
Happy Talk. By the way, this is the new CD that came out. This is the cast of at Lincoln Center. Not the oldie, but the newie. So it looks like we have. Let's see if this is the person. Do I have the person from the Broadway Fest?
Yes, you do.
Ah, yes, I was commenting about that. I was absolutely delighted that. Tell everybody your name.
My name is Rock Saumur. This is a French name. I'm French Canadian from Montreal, as most of the cast.
Did you say Montreal?
Yes.
As opposed to Montreal?
To Montreal. Well, try to get rid of that French accent. So
okay.
Forget the. So, yeah, trying to cheat a little bit there.
All right. So
I've worked with this company for the past 2 years and almost 3 years now, and we're having a lot of fun with this particular show, Best of Broadway, that's showing in the Tropicana. We really really enjoy being down here, and hopefully we'll be back again.
I
know you
impressed.
Enjoyed the show. You missed some of the songs last night, but
yes,
hopefully
I got
you'll
there late.
Again.
I'm sorry I did. But I did. I got there. I guess I must have missed at least 5 numbers or so. But what I saw, I mean, I was I totally impressed, and especially I was impressed with. I know one of the leads, Nancy Fortin. Is that how her name is?
Nancy Fortin. Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
She's the lead singer, female singer, along with Yolande Sirard.
Uh-huh.
The two lead singers are basically Nancy and Yola.
Yeah.
Nancy has an amazing voice. And she's got some of the very strong songs out of this show. And she just gives us a every night. It's a pleasure to be able to work with her.
She's an amazing singer.
She's very, very well, she's got a very nice position right now in Quebec because people have recognized her voice, I mean, throughout the years, and she works a lot. She does a lot of translation, like let's say you have a song in an American movie. When they do the translation in French or Quebec, she is asked to do all of the French songs from the American movie. A lot of the American films that are translated for Quebec, she does the singing translation in French because she's just got that amazing voice.
Yes. One of the things that I had noticed in the show was the Cirque du Soleil looking kind of thing.
In one of the numbers, we have two aerialists there, Vincent Poliquin and Martine Tremblay. They're very. It's true. It's a feeling of a Cirque du Soleil. I agree. In the sense that it's spectacular to see two people hanging from a piece of material and up in the air like 10, 15, 20 feet in the air and doing what they're doing. You have to be very well trained. Well, Vincent, the male aerialist, he worked in the past for Cirque du Soleil, actually. He did.
Yeah, that was. I was commenting that this Saturday night I'm going to be seeing Cirque Dreams on Broadway. You know, so
you had a team installed already.
Yeah, I never get enough of Cirque anyway.
There you go. Well, it is something. The artists are. Think about it. Everything they have to achieve in order to give us those spectacular motions there. It takes such a big training, and they have a big. They're very dedicated to their art, and they have such a passion. And it's amazing. It's just amazing.
But so let's get back to your show, though. In terms of, tell everybody like what plays you use, and maybe some of the songs from the plays.
Well, all right. Well, the show's called The Best of Broadway, of course. We're showing at in the showroom of the Tropicana Casino and Resort in Atlantic City. And we're there till June 25th, which will be a seven-week run. And we do songs from, excerpts from some of the musicals from Broadway. We go from Hello, Dolly, Sweet Charity, Chicago, Phantom of the Opera, Les Misérables, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, Fame, Airspray, and Mary Poppins. So that's and way more. I mean, we go to 17 different musical, and we took some of the songs that the public will definitely recognize and will enjoy.
Yeah, the other thing that was also impressive was when you did The Lion King.
There's a lot happening in that number, yes.
Yes.
A lot of the producer and the artistic director went through a lot, you know, of mine, a lot of thinking there to try to give something that, because, you know, when you want to do something, a rendition of excerpt from such, you know, huge musical, it's not obvious. You have to really use your mind. And they came along with what the public will see. And it's there's like a lot of animals coming into life onto that stage, and took a lot of imagination to come up with that.
Oh, yeah.
The public really, every night we get standing ovation. So it's very touching to see how the public reacts to this, because, I mean, think about it. We're beside New York. This is Broadway. It's just next door. And we get standing ovation, and the reaction that we get, and how they love it. And a lot of the public have seen the original, and they still, you know, of course, we're not mimicking. We're not doing as we're giving us. We're putting it in our own way, but trying to stay as true as possible to the feeling, I guess.
Yeah.
The soul of the songs, and it works. So we're very, very happy.
Thanks to your costume person.
Yes. Oh, yes. They were very. Well, you know, this it's a big production, because there's 25 of us on stage, and so there's lots of costume, lots of quick change. The artists.
Oh, yeah.
It's something.
Oh,
that's one of the things that amazes the public, is how can they do it, you know? It just seems like they there's no way you can do that, but yet there is.
Is it called Velcro?
some of them, yes, for sure, but not always. Not always, because as you notice, some of those costumes are quite elaborated. So it's different pieces that has to be put in order, you know, one piece, and then the other piece has to be put on, and then the other piece. So we have a lot of people backstage helping us, you know, the wardrobe ladies and the crew, technical crew back, and changing the decor and everything. So with the help of the people from the Tropicana, we're just very, very fortunate to put this show together and having success like we do.
By the way, I totally forgot. What was the song that you did the Cirque thing? What song was that?
That's in the Lion King, and I think it's in the first song that we do, which would be Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Oh, so that was from the Lion King that you did So the Lion King must be like the hit, you know, which has the most of everything.
Well, it's got different elements into it, whereas, because that's the only number that we've got aerial number in it. But yes, that's sort of the big finale. We go into that, the Lion King, and then it's sort of an encore with after the Lion King, which brings even more emotion, I think, to the people, and it works.
Yeah,
this is what's amazing. It does. What you saw the reaction?
Oh yeah,
you saw how the public were pleased about it, and it draws a lot of attention, and so we're very, very fortunate. We're very happy about it.
So the cast, the entire cast, they're all from Quebec?
Yes.
Or all from Montreal?
Well, pretty much. I think maybe one or two are from I mean, they're all Canadian, that's for sure, and maybe
right.
two of them. One maybe is from Calgary, and the other one from, I don't know, I don't remember quite
yeah.
where, but like maybe another province there. But mostly all from province of Quebec and living around or in Montreal.
That's
mostly all French-speaking, except maybe, like, again, a few exceptions for the ones that are not from the province of Quebec.
Huh. Well, I also, like, and had noticed that most of the songs are, like, I don't want to say old, but, you know, they're not like what's currently on Broadway, except for, and I noticed that, did you recently add, like, Hairspray, I guess? Well, Hairspray and Mary Poppins must be like the latest one,
yes.
right?
Yes, yes,
yeah.
those are the latest one that we've to update a little bit, because like this is the third time we come to the Tropicana, so we had to put something new together. But we have another, like, because the show that you saw lasted 60 minutes, but we have enough to make a 2-hour show. We have, you know, we've already played with throughout the years. We've changed the numbers because. We didn't do this year, for example, Mamma Mia, we took that out. We didn't do, now I have blanks, but there's a lot of numbers we're not doing, and we replaced some of them with the two new ones. So we have enough to make a 2-hour show, but most venues don't want 2 hours. They will want more, 60 minutes, 65
mm-hmm.
minutes. Length.
Yeah.
But
now,
we would have enough to do more than that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And before I continue, just like I just want to comment, not to you, but because I have, this happens a lot. I have somebody who's calling in, and I don't want them to think that I don't know.
Oh, no,
No. I just don't want them to think I don't know that they're calling, because sometimes they. Like, you know, there's no, what happens when you call in, as you know, there's no, I don't have a producer that picks up the phone and says, hang on a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
yes.
I just want that person, just
they're
so,
listening
and that
to
person's
us.
Here, they can hear us right now,
yeah.
So I just want the person,
hello.
Hang on, yeah, they can hear us, so I just want them to know that I know that they're there. But anyway, so let's get back to this. So after you finish up, do you have plans to go someplace else with the show? To take it
well, we're going back to Montreal. I know they're looking into going on tour with the show. We didn't get the official dates yet, but it looks like we will be touring in the fall with the show across
okay.
Canada, or at least in Quebec.
Oh, okay. I might actually, and I'm not sure whether it'll go at go the same time. I'm looking at going at a press trip that in September up to, but I think it's the Eastern Townships.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just letting you know in case, you know.
Well,
case.
Yes, for sure. I have
yeah.
your business card, and I will be, let's keep in contact, and I will send you an email, and so we'll be able to write to one another.
Yes, please. This is, as I said, I was like, you know, usually when I go to these kind of things, I kind of go, Yeah, you know, uh-huh, okay, they're okay, well, but this was like, they could have been Broadway people, you know what I'm saying? They were
wow.
that caliber, they could have, you know, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't any, it wasn't a disappointment or saying,
yeah.
or something, you know, oh, okay, well, you know.
Well, you're,
you know,
you're,
this, you know.
You're going along with the all the reviews we've got this year with this show, so.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, you guys are unanimous about how, you know, the caliber of the show, and we're very happy to see that it has been received that way, because I know that the kids worked very, very, very hard, a lot of rehearsals, and so it's nice to see that the public and the people and the critics are enthusiastic about
okay.
it.
Okay,
so.
Great. And best of luck to you. And again,
thank
yes,
you.
Get a hold of me and email me.
I will.
I still have some articles that I'm going to write. So you know, you'll get into that too.
All right.
All right.
I appreciate
it. Right,
thank you very much, and
you're
I will
welcome.
Email you.
Okay. Thanks, Rock.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, that was, well, obviously I was very impressed. And let's see. So let me first see, instead of going to commercial break, I usually do that, but instead of doing that, I believe, do I have Michelle on by any chance?
Yes, you do.
Ah, yes. Formica, as opposed to Formica.
From Formica Brothers Bakery.
Yes. I have to ask you a question. Before I get into this, I was looking at something because I didn't get anything from, but I went to the White House sub shop, and I was looking at, like, you know, the prices, like the half a sandwich and the whole sandwich. So when I'm commenting on this, like, what size, what is the size of the loaf of bread that they're using?
Well, we have a variety of sizes of bread, so the White House uses. They get our traditional sub-loaf bread, and it is one of the different sizes that they use there. So it's basically our traditional sub-loaf bread.
And it's like, I mean, would you consider it like a 12 inches?
Basically, yes.
Okay. And so because I see, so, and that's, is that what they consider a half, the 12 inches? Because I saw something, you know, I saw this loaf of bread, and I don't know if it's the same one. And I said, how can anybody possibly eat that? Was it like 2 feet?
Well, you can see subs that are that size, too. But
right.
No, a traditional sub is that you would get at the White House is you would ask whether or not you want a whole sub or a half of the sub. So you probably saw a whole sub, which was a full-length sub, traditional sub bread.
Right. Okay. That they really.
It's a great sandwich.
Yeah.
On great bread, if I don't say so myself.
Have you eaten there, by the way?
Oh, absolutely. The White House sub shop is right across the street from Food
yeah,
Brothers
I can imagine
Bakery
it. Yeah.
On Arctic Avenue, and we are very pleased to be able to provide breads to them on a daily basis. You'll actually see us walking breads over from our bakery to the White House several times a day.
And do you provide breads to any other places?
Oh, absolutely. So we have over 300 different corporate accounts in the greater Atlantic City area and provide our traditional sub-loaf bread that we're famous for to places like Sugar Hill, Dino's, Sack of Subs, just a number of different variety of sub shops in the area. What people may not know about Formica's is that we actually also have a full line of artisan European-style handcrafted breads that are readily available in a number of the different casinos in the area, for example, at the Wellington Steakhouse, the Tropicana, at Verdi's in the Tropicana, the Palm, Ruth Chris, Gallagher Steakhouse. We're in a variety of restaurants at Caesars. So you basically have an opportunity to be able to have Formica breads wherever you are in Atlantic City.
Oh, great. And I didn't get, that's the one thing I didn't get a chance to taste. I was so
Meryl,
busy.
I wish I had known. I would have made sure we have 200 different varieties of breads. And just a whole host of, like, our cranberry walnut raisin bread is just fantastic. Our breads are also available in our retail store, which is located on Arctic Avenue, 2310, right across from the White House sub shop. And people can get our Asiago cheese knot bread there. They can get our traditional sub loaf breads. They can get hoagie rolls there, just a variety of breads that are available out of our retail store. And we are going to be opening up another retail bakery outlet in Northfield, New Jersey, offshore, in the end of the summer period. So, again, our breads will be available on Tilton Road in Northfield, right next to the new Oscar Huber furniture store that's in the Kensington Square Shopping Center.
Wow. And by the way, just a hint. I'm going home tomorrow morning back to New York City. I could probably stop by.
Oh, I'd love to have you take some breads home with you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I have to. I'm going to be stopping by after I have breakfast, which I'm not going. But what I'm going to do, actually, is like tomorrow breakfast. I'm not a bread eater unless there's a particular bread that's tasty. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a person that I have to, you know, that I eat bread with everything. And so what I'm going to do is, in terms of breakfast tomorrow morning, I'm going to forego the bread of whatever. And just
and
save
room. I would be
room.
Happy to treat you to our cranberry walnut raisin bread here at Formica's. It's just an absolutely wonderful bread to have with a cup of coffee.
Okay.
And we serve Seattle's best here at our cafe in Atlantic City, as we will also in Northfield, New Jersey. But I'd love to have you taste some of our breads. Now,
well,
I know you tried some of our famous...
Yes, the pastries.
The pastries. Okay, good.
That's what I wanted to get into, because I was commenting, and by the way, I just want to say, whoever is that, I see the switchboard, and I know you're calling in, and just to let you know, I know, but okay. Just, I wanted to say that, you know, for the next person calling into. But I want to get back to this. I was commenting on the fact that, like, when I went to Italy on a press trip, and I was trying, I had the pizza there. First I had the pizza there, and I said, I'll never eat pizza again now that I know what pizza tastes like. And then I had a Seattle. And I don't know how to describe. How would you describe... Somebody says to me, what is Seattle? How would you describe it?
It's like a spiral pastry that has real good ricotta cheese in it, and then you know, traditionally you should have a little bit of powdered sugar on top of it. It's it's a
crunchy on the outside. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. And what I had found, what I noticed is that, to me, in most of the places I've had in wherever, New York or even, you know, like specialty Italian places, it tastes like that they're using what they call baker's cheese. Do you know what baker's cheese is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we know. You know, it's like, it's the kind of thing like when you're buying a cheesecake, but it's not a cream cheesecake.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so when I was in Italy and I tasted it with the ricotta cheese, I said, oh, my God, this is really, really great. So that's why I didn't, you know, bother. But, wow. And also, you're not skimpy on the cheese either.
No.
That's an excellent Seattle. And I also did the taste test of the cannoli. And I noticed you did it correctly. You do not... put the cannoli cream in the shell when you're serving it.
Absolutely.
You don't let it sit there.
No, we want our cannolis to be the freshest possible for our customers. So absolutely,
yes.
we make them by hand to order.
Yeah. And the cannoli cream was excellent. What I liked about it is it wasn't extremely sweet, and it wasn't overpowering with, and I'm not just, well, you don't have like pieces of things. A lot of places have like, what is it, citron? What do they put in there?
No.
Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that would, you know, it tends to be a more traditional type of cannoli that you would find in Sicily, the little fruits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or also, I guess, is it rose water that a lot of people use also?
Yes, some people do as well.
Okay. And whatever you put in, like, I didn't, that didn't overwhelm anything.
Great.
If you put in any, but I mean, I'm just saying, I didn't, you know, taste anything that overwhelmed the taste of the ricotta cheese, and you know, the creaminess and the taste, and you know, et cetera. So that was I'm making myself hungry now. But
did you have an opportunity to have some of our homemade biscottis as well?
Yes. We as a matter of fact, I came in with Elaine Zvansky, and she ordered a biscotti, and you said it's biscotti?
Biscotti.
Okay.
Yeah.
And usually I'm not a biscotti eater because it's like, oh, God, here we're going to go crack my teeth, you know? And that was great. That was like, it didn't crack your teeth.
Well,
you know,
the biscotti have been handmade here for over 91 years, and one of our best sellers, again, is a biscotti that we call Rosa's Biscotti, and that's in honor of Frank Formica's grandmother, Rosa, who, along with her husband, Francisco Formica, established Formica Brothers Bakery back in 1919. So we are we continue to make our biscotti with her recipes and have over, 15 different varieties of biscotti available as well. The other thing that Rosa brought to Formica's was her famous tomato pie. So I'm not sure if you had a chance to have some of our tomato pie, but we still make it the same way that she did, and it's a really traditional style tomato pie, not like pizza, just basic tomato sauce on really good dough. And I'd love to have you take some of that back to New York with you as well tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'll see you tomorrow morning, that's for sure. I'm going to be delighted for this. And I thank you for, calling in. By the way, what is the address of?
The address of Formica Brothers Bakery Cafe is 2310 Arctic Avenue, and that's where our retail cafe is located in Atlantic City. As I mentioned earlier, we are opening up a similar cafe in Northfield, New Jersey, at the Kensington Square, towards the end of the summer, and it will have the same type of breads available. We are going to be, Meryl, I'd love to have you come back down when it opens up. We are going to be baking on premise there. We're going to actually be giving our customers the opportunity to be able to see breads made in real time, and then we're going to be using those breads to make different sandwiches and then also sell the breads there. The one thing that we won't be making there necessarily is our traditional Atlantic City bread, the sub-bread that you saw at the White House, because one of the secrets to our bread is the Atlantic City water. So we'll still be making that bread here at Formica's in Atlantic City. So.
Yeah, that's kind of like the secret to the good bagels is the New York City water.
That and a little bit of time. dough needs its own time.
Right. Okay. I appreciate you coming on, and I have to I have to apologize to the rest of the world. I'm sorry. There's no website and for you to place orders. You'll just have to go there.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have customers come visit. We do have a website where people are able to see different information about Formica's. It's formicabrosbakery.com. So www.formicabrosbakery.com.
Okay.
And they can read about us, and we'd love to welcome your listeners to our establishment. And I look forward to seeing you in the morning.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah. All right. I get to have dinner afterwards. But in the meantime, forgetting about, okay. I have to tell you, I went to see an IMAX show today. Not just tell everybody, but just... okay, come on, let's click on here. Let's click on here. All right, okay. You're on the air. Now I opened up your microphone so we can talk. This is the spa, isn't it?
Hi, Merle. Hi, how are you?
Yeah. I wanted to comment. I have to tell you something. I went to the IMAX movie this afternoon. And the combination, I'm not sure which was the thing. Here I'm sitting in a chair in the IMAX movie. That how more comfortable can you get? You know what I mean? And to add to that, my body is so relaxed from the massage. And I had it was hard for me not to fall asleep because I was so relaxed.
Well, that's good. Then we did our job here
for
you.
Oh, you have to. Okay. First, I want to, so in case anybody, if you're not getting what's going on, the spa is called Impressions, right?
It's actually Immersion
Spa. Oh, Immersion.
At the Water Club.
Okay, Immersions. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And what is the, and the reason it's called Immersion, just so people can get an idea of what this scenario looks like.
Well, Immersion is really all about, quote-unquote, immersing yourself in a total spa experience here at the Water Club. So we invite customers who are staying with us here at the Water Club to really enjoy themselves in an exclusive environment 32 stories up, where we have great views of Atlantic City and the bay, so they can completely relax and enjoy themselves away from the hustle and bustle of downstairs on the casino floors or anywhere else in the city.
And there's the pool. So you have the pool, right? And then you have
upstairs. At Immersion,
yeah.
We do have a lap pool upstairs that's available for customers who are enjoying an experience with us. In addition, though, downstairs on the lobby level, we do have two indoor and two outdoor pools for anybody who is staying at the Water Club.
Oh, okay. So let's get to first talking about what you guys did to me.
What we did to you.
Yeah,
we
that made me so
relaxed.
Yeah, that gave me the feedback came as, wow, this is the best massage I ever had. So tell us about what, you know, describe to everybody what was done.
Well, what we did for you, Merle, is we actually booked you with one of our signature experiences, and this is our forehand massage. And what a forehand massage is, where we have two massage therapists who have been trained to perform a really nice choreographed massage, and they're both working simultaneously on you at the same time. So it's very rhythmic, very relaxing, as you said, you almost fell asleep, but it really puts you in a complete state of relaxation and luxuriness that you probably won't experience in many other places.
Now, I got to choose the aroma, right? That's what I chose?
Yes. We operate with essential oils, a company called Naturopathica, which is based out of New York. And we offer you a choice of different essential oils based on what your likes and your dislikes are.
Yeah, I got to smell them each and then
slide. Yeah. And which one did you choose?
Juniper.
Very nice.
The juniper.
Yes, it's a very invigorating scent.
And I have to tell you, one of the reasons I chose, like I'm smelling them all, and I saw lavender, and I said, I don't even want to smell it, because after a while, I'm getting tired of lavender. Everything, because lavender suddenly became the smell at some point, which is all, it's tranquil, et cetera, and you use it like when you're putting on your eyes, you know, and stuff like that, but... You know, it just, after a while, I said, I need something different, you know, something. And I love the juniper smell. Was like, I guess it was the slight sweetness. Is that the way to
mm-hmm.
describe it?
It's a juniper cypress, so it's a combination of a couple of different scents in there. But that's part of the experience that we try to offer to our customers, is an opportunity to personalize each massage based on which aromatherapy scent you would like to use during your experience.
Okay, and so I had the two people, and that was interesting because there were times when, like in sync, meaning they were doing the same touch at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So as like one was doing it to my leg while one was doing it to my arm, and it was weird. It was as if it was one person.
Right.
You know?
And what we do, that's it's a bit of polarity treatment where we're trying to incorporate the experience from really both ends, the opposite ends of the body, from the head to the toe. And
right.
That way you really do get that sense that your whole body is being worked on at once. And then there are times during the experience where the two therapists work together in long stroking movements all the way up and down the body that really reconnect the whole body after they're separated working on the different parts of the body.
Right. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention, which I, you know, want to get into, because that I didn't try, which I, you know, you were showing me, that's flotation thing?
Yes, this is our dry float soft pack.
Okay.
Which is a really unique piece of equipment that we have here at Immersion Spa at the Water Club. One of the experiences that you can book for that type of equipment is called our Egyptian Milk and Honey Cocoon Float. And what we do there is first we apply a scrub to the body and we exfoliate the skin. And then we use very high quality oils mixed with a goat milk based moisturizer. And we apply that to your body. And then you lay on a table that's very similar to laying on a waterbed. And
right.
The water is heated. And when you lay on there, then we wrap the sheets around you. We push a button, and the sheets fill with the heated water. So you're literally cocooned in this warm water, and you're floating without getting wet. So you get this real nice sensation of floating your joints. There's no pressure on your joints. But the heat and the moisture from the soft pack really, really helps to open up the pores in your skin, and that allows the moisture and the benefits from the moisturizer to really get into your skin. So the benefits of the products that are applied are just enhanced greatly. So when you come out, your skin feels silky smooth.
Wow. The next time I come there, I have to do this.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I love doing spa treatments that are different, so people can get that, you know, that, you know, it's not, some people like the usual, you know, and when I'm saying the usual, not that it's boring, but it's just, you know, for people who say, yeah, been there, done that, I want something new, you know, and so these two particular things were, I had never come across anywhere.
And that's part of what we're trying to create here at Immersion, is that we're trying to create an experience that is unlike something you might find in a typical spa or a day spa environment. We're really marketing ourselves towards the global spa customer.
Right.
And the customer who goes to the different spas in various parts of the world and has had these different experiences and are really interested in trying something new, and not getting the typical Swedish or deep tissue massage. So
right.
A customer who comes to stay at the Water Club, and if they're looking for a really unique and exciting spa experience, they can come on up to Immersion, and we will certainly be happy to provide that for them.
Okay. Now, just first, before I forget, did you tell us your name and your position yet?
No. I'm Jennifer Roush.
Okay.
And I am the general manager of spa operations here at Immersion Spa at the Water Club.
Okay. Just so you know. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were certainly thrilled to have you here with us.
Well,
you know, I'm so glad that you had a great experience. And
absolutely.
The next time that you're here, and our customers, your listening base should know that anyone who stays at the Water Club, we should encourage them to come on up, and they can really spend the day up here. We have a beautiful pool up here, like we said, on the 32nd floor.
Right.
We have a wonderful in-room dining menu that is specifically designed for spa cuisine. Our chef is named Jeffrey Zakarian, who you might be familiar with from New York. He has two restaurants in New York, Town and Country, different restaurants. And he's our chef consultant here at the Water Club. So you really can make a nice experience coming here and enjoying the day and relaxing by the pool and having one or even two experiences with us.
Oh, sure. Now, I just wanted, so it's clear. So you can't go if you're not staying at the Borgata. Am I correct?
If you're not staying at the Water Club, that is correct.
Okay.
You must be a resident guest of the Water Club in order to book a service with us here at Immersion.
Okay. Now,
and really that's just to help keep the calm environment and the exclusivity of the environment for everybody that's up here.
Okay. Well, that's really great. I'm glad we got you to talk with us.
It was my pleasure. It was my pleasure.
I'm certainly going to have a great sleep tonight, that's for sure.
Well, that's good, and I know our therapist will be very happy to hear that you had such a great time.
Oh, yes. Again, thank you again, and I'll be in touch with you.
Okay.
We got, I still have any questions. I still have to some articles to write, so I got to prepare for that. Okay.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you very much for inviting me on your show.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You Bye-bye. Too. Bye.
Oh, yes. Now, I'm not, I was going to go to commercial, but, again, when guests call in and then like they're on, they seem like they're on hold. I know you can, you know, our guests can hear me and now, but now you're on the air though. And I finally opened up your mic. Did you fall asleep, by the way, hearing about this, spa treatment?
Would that be me?
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Hello, Merle.
It's Hi.
It's Mushanik from Epsican Lighthouse. How are
yes,
you?
Yes, that's what I thought.
Hi.
Yes.
Listen, right off the bat, I want to say Jennifer and I have never met, but we have a very mutual connection, which is her mother, Karen Ahrens, who is a volunteer at Epsican Lighthouse.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about the lighthouse.
Well, thank you for taking my call and also giving me the opportunity to talk with you this evening.
Sure.
I know you visited the lighthouse yesterday with Elaine Szymanski, and it's New Jersey's tallest lighthouse, and it is the country's third tallest lighthouse. The tallest is Cape Hatteras in North Carolina, and then Ponce de Leon in Florida. And
that's
then good old
funny. That's
Lighthouse,
and I've gone
right
to both.
What?
I've gone to both.
Oh, wow. You're,
yes.
You have a scorecard that not many people have. So that's excellent.
Wow. So, okay. So, anyway, so tell us about the lighthouse. And, by the way, I'm sorry, everybody. It's like, and it's not, I'm sure it's not that bad to climb. I just couldn't do
it.
I
no,
just,
not everybody climbs. Yeah. By the way, my name is Jean Mushanik. I'm the director at the Lighthouse.
Okay.
And Merle visited yesterday. We were actually closed to the public. We're going on our summer hours as of July 1st, which will be open every day, 10 to 5. It is a wonderful experience because our lighthouse is 151 years old. It's 171 feet tall. It has 228 steps, one amazing journey. And, you know, you'll go to the mall and someone will try and spray you with perfume because marketers are now trying to give people experiences. And
yeah.
Just as Jennifer used that word so much during her interview, that is really what it's all about, is that people, you can get handed a brochure, you can have a very kind of flatline experience or non-experience, but once you get in a situation where you know you are stepping back into history, that people and keepers of this lighthouse climbed and took care of that light shining out to sea before Abraham Lincoln was ever heard of or elected president, you know, that just gives you the whole perspective on, you know, what was happening during the year 1857. So it was just, you know, super exciting at the time because there were so many shipwrecks along the coast of that Atlantic City area that the inlet was actually called Graveyard Inlet.
Oh.
And so Dr. Jonathan Pitney, who is known as the founder of Atlantic City, petitioned the United States Lighthouse Service, and eventually, and only after the shipwreck of the Powhatan, where 311 immigrants lost their lives, was their lighthouse built on Epsican Island. And, of course, for those who might know southern New Jersey a little bit, frequently we'll get a call from the mainland town of Epsican, and the visitor will say, well, I'm in Epsican, and I can't find your lighthouse, because the lighthouse is in Atlantic City, but it's called Epsican Lighthouse because Atlantic City is on an island called Epsican Island, which encompasses Atlantic City, Ventnor, Margate, and Longport.
Okay.
Yeah, I know I just talked a blue streak there. Sorry.
No, that's fine. It's okay. I want people to also get that you're not just walking in and then this lighthouse.
You are good, Merle. Okay,
you know,
here's what happens. Right, we have a 2-acre park. We have a totally manicured lawn, which you can come and let your dog run or have a picnic. We have exhibits all around the property. Then you come into the reconstructed lakekeeper's house, which is a replica of the 1923 home, which the head lakekeeper lived in, and behind the lighthouse would have been the assistant keeper's house. In that keeper's house, the head keeper's house, you'll find a museum with some really great nostalgic photographs and memorabilia and, significant watermarks, et cetera. And then we do have just a charming gift shop. We are trying to and have branded our gift shop so that it's mainly focusing on lighthouse items, but we also sell, of course, apparel. I think you were interested in the shirt. We have a T-shirt that says a check mark. I climbed, I almost climbed, I sat at the bottom, and I'll let you tell your listeners which one you would have checked.
I sat at the bottom.
But your knees are bad, so that's understandable.
Yeah, I just turned 59, and it's
woo!
I'm starting to feel. I just need now. The problem is really about the exercise, and because of what I do, I tend to when I'm at home and I'm writing, so I go from sitting, at the chair to say, okay, I'll take a break and I'll watch TV, and I'm sitting. I mean, fortunately, what I do is getting up,
or anything?
But it's still not enough, and even today I went to Caesar's on the pier.
Wow.
And because I was over at the Borgata, I needed to take a taxi, which by the way, if you take a taxi in Atlantic City, they're metered, but it doesn't cost, it won't go past $11.
Exactly.
That's an interesting thing that they do.
Yeah.
And so
it's convenient because you can plan your money if you need a taxi anywhere.
Yes. And what I did is I thought, well, let's see. Now I'm at the Borgata, I got to go back to the Tropicana, and I thought, well, I'm just going to walk on the boardwalk until I get to the Tropicana.
And so then what happened?
Nothing. I mean, it's like, okay, I got the exercise. It was fine.
Yeah.
But I realized.
It was a gorgeous day, too.
Yeah. But but I have to tell you, it was funny. I mean, I'm here since, yesterday morning, and it was the first time that I actually, got to the boardwalk. I was so busy with everything else, I went, oh, yeah, the boardwalk,
Well, you were on such a nice, special custom tour that not many people get when visiting Atlantic City. So you're really lucky to have all those experiences and have the guide of, Atlantic City Convention and Visitors Authority kind of taking you around so that they knew what you needed to see while you were here.
Oh, yeah. I really I enjoyed looking at some of the things that are not gambling things. And by the way, did you say something about that you have not shows, events or entertainment or something? Or
the thing you're probably thinking of is twice a year we do put on a murder mystery. We have many special events at the Lighthouse. As a matter of fact, I was quite busy today getting ready for tomorrow night's event, which is our summer solstice and wine tasting and silent auction. The sun will be setting tomorrow night, and summer begins officially at 7:59. And then simultaneously, the moon will be rising out of the ocean. And so there is no place in Atlantic City where you can be standing in the sky 171 feet up and have a 360-degree view of Atlantic City, Brigantine, and all the surrounding, oceans and inlets and bays. So we're having a band. We're having elegant appetizers. And, we're having this silent auction and climb, so it's going to be a really nice event tomorrow night. But yeah, we put on murder mysteries, and we celebrate National Lighthouse Day, and we do kids activities and programs, and we have pirate shows and Talbot's fashion shows, dancing with the stairs. You know, we have those 228 steps. That's
right.
Just a way to market it. It's really just we just bring in professional dancers who teach people different dances, because the downstairs, you were there yesterday, you saw the Keeper's House Museum has a very expansive, large kind of living space with a oak wooden floor. So it's beautiful to go dancing on. So, you know, we just enjoy and use the Keeper's House, because my theory is, whereas it is historical, and, of course, you know, it's loaded with history, it's been standing for 151 years, so chances are it's going to stand for another 150 years.
Uh-huh.
And we, right now in 2008, are also a part of its history. So let's celebrate it. Let's have fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let's do things that honor the lighthouse, but also kind of pull us into the 21st century and pull the lighthouse along with it. For example, Elton John's song, I'm Still Standing. You know, that was my little tagline for the summer solstice. You know, we're in Atlantic City. We're the oldest structure. We're a beautiful property. And, you know, it's a gorgeous thing. I want everyone to see it, including visitors from out of the region, as well as our local market.
Yeah, I you didn't hear what I said actually in the beginning of the show. I said this is like some huge erection. Yeah, sorry, but just thought I'd throw that in.
Say it again.
I said this is some huge erection.
Oh, exactly.
Yes.
Oh, well, lighthouses. You know, I mean, you got to admit. You know, the lens at the top and the way the porch bumps out and everything else, you know, I mean, it does look a little phallic.
Yeah.
If that's what you meant by erection and not, like, structurally with bricks and mortar.
Right. That's you're right.
Whichever. So you got a massage, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. You are, like, a very special person for that, too, because that water club is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it really was something else.
So and
now,
was it great?
And now I'm ready to talk about food again.
Okay, well, I will buzz off.
Yeah.
And speaking of food, I have meatballs and eggplant parmesan in the oven. It's time for us to eat our dinner, and the dog's all excited. That's her favorite meal. So, well, Meryl, before we say goodbye, I just want to say thank you so much again.
Sure.
It was a pleasure meeting you. And I hope your listening audience will find that Atlantic City is a fun place to visit. There's a lot to do besides casinos, and the casinos are fun, of course.
Yeah.
But you can make a long weekend out of it. Oh, may I just mention one more thing?
Sure.
Don't forget that at Upseekin Lighthouse, I have now become a minister so that I can perform civil unions at the lighthouse.
Oh, okay. That's right, because now the civil union in New Jersey now has civil unions.
It's legal, so
right.
I do marriages and civil unions, and I've already performed a number of them. You can have your civil union right at the top of the lighthouse in the historic watch room. It's a wonderful event, and I'll be happy to help anybody. I don't know if you give out contact info, if I should do numbers.
Go ahead, sure.
Okay, website is www.upseekin.org, and all the contact information is right there on our website, www.upseekinlighthouse.org. And of course, we're in the phone book, and I would love to see everyone from your listening audience come down and check us out.
Okay.
Thanks, Merle.
You're very welcome, and have a great evening.
You too. Enjoy the rest of your stay.
Yes, I will.
Okay, have fun.
Nice. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, it's time to talk about food. Yes, I was going to take a commercial break, but I assume I have Duane over here right now, right?
Good evening.
Yeah, and I have to tell you what happened today.
Okay.
I went to Caesar's on the pier, and they chose to have me, they set it up for me to have lunch at a place called Continental. And I'm looking on the menu, and lo and behold, it has lobster mac and cheese.
Uh-oh.
And I went, all right, I got to try this just to compare. and by the way, just, you know, like everybody's hearing me just, you know, gabbing. I have to... like, how the hell is Dwayne? Yeah. This is Dwayne Keller, right? Keller's your list? Okay. Dwayne Keller from Moon Bay Coastal Cuisine at the Gaylord Hotel at National Harbor. Anyway, so to get back to this, so I had to try it because I was just curious. I don't know how many people do lobster mac and cheese, you know? So I said, all right, I'm going to try it. And I'm sorry, Continental. I told the manager that I was of where I had the mac and cheese before. And he says, how was it? I said, well, and the first thing I said, because this plate comes out, and it looked like an appetizer size. And I'm going, what? All right. Maybe they're just because they, you know, maybe they think I'm sampling or they were giving me an appetizer size. You know, so I had asked. I said, is this the normal size? They said, yes. And I thought to myself, my God, you see the size you get at Moon Bay.
Well, we take a whole 8-ounce lobster tail and saute it up with wild mushrooms and then finish it with sherry and smoked cheddar and we have a little fennel in there and some little bit of cream and just toss in the pasta and throw a little buttered crumb on top of it into the oven. It's very simple.
That absolutely does not compare. There's no comparison of what you got and what they have.
I did that dish 6 years ago for 1,000 people at a Life with Cancer event in Tyson's Corner, and every adult that walked up there looked like a little kid. You know, lobster, mac and cheese. You know, everybody loves mac and cheese. But,
yeah.
You know, I had these great big 5-pound lobsters and had my station all decorated. And, you know, we did this a la manette for everybody, just cooking it to order. And everybody was lit up like little kids.
Well, I also wanted to comment again, you know, like, you know, I see it as it is, you know. But, and I know I was looking at even the lobster, the amount of lobster meat that they put in here at Continental. And it was from the claw. It definitely wasn't any from the tail. And so a lot of it from the claw, though, was like that soft kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and what can I say? I was disappointed. And the cost, this was like $19.
Yeah.
For this thing, and I was like, wow, you know, like the comparison. I mean, like the one you serve, I mean, one part let people know I was on a press trip and one person ordered it. I mean, we had to, you know, pass it around. I mean, like one person, it's probably very difficult for one person to finish it. It's a lot.
You know, all my whole menu is for sharing, and
yeah.
And that's why I have that friends that eat together, stay together.
Yes.
It's just the food that I do, you know, from the hand rolls, you know, you get four of them so that everybody can try one. And you have the big whole fish, so you can, you know, it's kind of like, you know, not family style, but, you know, people, I always go out to eat, and my wife always orders something better than me. And I'm the chef. So I always, you know, everybody wants to share. Everybody wants to try different things, you know. And my food is very, you know, it's designed for sharing. I mean, you don't have to share if you don't want to.
Yeah, right.
It's definitely a lot of the vessels that we use are, you know, for sharing. A lot of different vessels that we put things in. And it's just a... It's a fun, you know, food and wine forum there. It's a fun environment. It's, I'd say it's kind of casual. A lot of people disagree with me, but I think it's pretty casual. Everybody has a lot of fun. We ring a big bell and shout out Moon Bay when somebody orders one of these big platters, and yeah, we just have a good time.
Yeah. I want you to discuss the two particular things. One of them, because they were, you know, more unusual, the particular maki rolls that you're making, and also those cute little desserts. So first let's get to the maki rolls.
Okay, we do modernized sushi. I I came up with the recipes. I hired a certified sushi guy from, he's worked in New York and Miami. He's pretty well known through the industry, and he's done a fantastic job just recreating what, you know, what I envisioned as, you know, our modernized sushi and maki, you know. And basically we do a sashimi sampler, which we, you know, fly in a lot of fish from Honolulu, and you know, we do, you know, different you know, different fish like you would see at a sushi bar. But our maki is, you know, like the surf and turf roll is a, you know, lobster salad and marinated beef, and our Moon Bay love story is a Chesapeake roll, which is basically a California roll, but it's made with fresh crab meat, and then we take we cut it into our, you know, 8 pieces, and we do this custard that we bake with spicy conch and Tobiko, and we put this hot custard on top of it, so it's kind of like a creme brulee appetizer. You know, you have this hot custard and you have this cold roll, and together they just, you know, kind of make this creme brulee kind of appetizer.
Mm.
We also have, you know, hand rolls, which, you know, for $17, you get 4 hand rolls, which is great value, great item,
sure,
to share.
So, and just so people understand what they mean by hand rolls, okay, because that maki rolls are like the ones that you cut into slices,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Like,
whereas the hand rolls, it's almost like a cone,
yep,
like you're taking the nori, the seaweed, and you're making it into a cone. It's cone-shaped, and you're stuffing it with the rice and whatever you're stuffing.
Soft-shell crabs and
I had that one.
Sea mayonnaise and spicy tuna and all kinds of good stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was...
You're absolutely right. And the maki is the traditional, you know, that everybody thinks is sushi, and sushi really is just the art of, you know, working with rice and rolls. Sashimi is raw fish, and then, you know, nigiri is the where they put the raw fish on top of the rice. And we do a signature roll called, I called it the National River Roll, because, you know, we're national, Gaylord National, and we're on the river. And we do it's a pretty big maki roll that has tempura shrimp in it, and it has scallops that we get in every day that are U10 day boat scallops. They have no sodium nitrate, and they're just wonderful. I just pop them in. They're really sweet, and we put some thinly sliced scallops on top and a little green tea mayonnaise, and that's a very popular one as well.
Oh, yeah, and a very good one, too.
Yeah.
I want to get into, just to let people know, I mean, they can get regular seafood too, like if they want salmon or something. It's not, you know.
Yeah, there isn't
yeah,
nothing regular, because we, every night at, you know, about midnight, we'll be on the phone placing our order for the next day, just what we need for the next day. So we really just buy what we need to keep it just super ultra fresh. And the guy that I get my seafood from is as much a fanatic as I am. So we have day boat selections, which we have, you know, we always have salmon from Nova Scotia, really nice organic salmon from Nova Scotia from a farm. This is all sustainable seafood, so we can eat it and feel good about eating it, you know, with things that are abundant. We do halibut now. We're in halibut season, and we have beautiful tuna coming out of Honolulu, and we have mahi-mahi that's coming off the coast of Carolina, which is wonderful. We do those 4 fish in our day boat selection, and what we do is we offer cooking preparations, and then you pick a sauce. So we have like 4 different sauces, and those dishes all come with our signature fingerling potato and asparagus hash.
Yeah.
You know, it's got all kinds of vegetables, and it's got asparagus and bell peppers and fennel and all kinds of stuff. But it's some of the other items that are...
Well, I want to get to the dessert things. I want to make sure we have time to do this. Those little desserts, tell us about what those things were.
Well, they're, let's see, just a ever-changing flavors and textures that we do in little shot glasses. So right now we have like five different desserts, and they're presented tableside on a little Turkish tray, you know, that the wait staff walks through the dining room. And, you know, we do a lot of different desserts. We have a very talented girl in the back that's working on five new flavors right now, and we're going to do some like little macaroon and key lime ice cream sandwiches, and we're going to do, you know, all these different, but we change our desserts, you know, often, so that when you come in, all the desserts are $3, and they're just kind of half size, so you can grab a couple and enjoy a lot of different flavors and textures.
Mm. Yeah, there was one I particularly liked. There was something that had orange. That was the orange cream or something, or creamsicle.
Yep, creamsicle. Yeah, and that's you know, that's like a panna cotta with orange with citrus in it, and you know, the creaminess of the panna cotta just works together, and you probably had it with a little bit of raspberry sauce on top.
Yes.
Okay. There's creme brulees we do in little glasses. We do little caramel macchiatos, raspberry overtures, little mini brown Bettys with ice cream, and whatever you can put on a plate or in a dish, we can stick in a glass.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that was great. And, well, hopefully I'm going to come back there because I still have to write about my experience there. Hopefully I'm going to come back like next year so I can write about the National Harbor itself, since it's not, I mean, it's there but not built up yet. And
it's pretty close, and hopefully you won't wait that long. You know, you just come back and visit, you know.
Yeah.
The National Harbor is really a lot of places are opening up this summer.
Mm-hmm.
The 400-acre, just really well done. I've done restaurants in a lot of these different places throughout the country. I did the Sarasota Quay in down in Florida. Had six restaurants there. I was involved with the Vancouver Quay in Vancouver during the World Expo. I always seem to end up on the water. I grew up in Hershey, PA, and in the late 70s they did the Inner Harbor, and I was always hanging out down there.
Mm.
And, you know, Florida, and I like being on the water. So I'll be looking for you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure I'll be back. That whole area is nice, and your restaurant is wonderful.
Yeah,
so.
It's really turned out well, and we're right on pace to really just take care of a lot of people and have a good time.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Duane, for calling in and, you know, and making everybody hungry.
If you want to see any cooking or any of our recipes, you can go to my website, which is chefduanekeller.com.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's going to be, when I write my articles, yeah, I want to be able to see if I can throw in like a recipe. So that would be fabulous. So it's
www.chefduanekeller.com.
Okay.
DuaneKeller.
Okay.
Hey, it was great having me on the show.
Yes, I really appreciate you calling in, and I'm going to have Chinese food this evening.
good night for Chinese food.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Thanks again, Duane, and you know, I may get in touch with you if I need any info just for the articles themselves.
Hey, so, it was a pleasure meeting you, and call me anytime.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good evening.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. I'm going to, you know, like I didn't do commercials, and I must take at least one commercial break. Okay. So now, since it's food, why not? I have to do one chocolate at least. Hey, I need a mint or hard candy. What's in that little tin that you have there? Wedges of Belgian chocolate in a tin? Wow, you have a whole collection. Dark chocolate with orange, dark chocolate with raspberry, dark chocolate with coffee, dark chocolate with mint, tiramisu in dark chocolate, dulce de leche in milk chocolate, and creme brulee in white chocolate. You know, I usually wind up with paper wrappers and silver foil in chocolate soup. Yeah, that's a great idea that I can travel with. Yes, this is Chocolate Traveler. That's and yes, they come in tins, and it's available at stores, including Trader Joe's. Check it out on www.chocolatetraveler.com. Now, before I end the show, I want to continue with some of the things that I did here. I went to this historic area called Gardner's Basin, which is the home of Atlantic City Aquarium. They have fishing excursions, sightseeing, whale and dolphin watching, cruises, and restaurants and crafters. Very nice little area to go, and it wasn't that far from the lighthouse either. So that's one of the places. And then I also went to a place called the Atlantic City Outlets called The Walk. And it's a multi-block outlet shopping district that it's supposed to have with top brands. I didn't go buy anything. No, didn't buy. I said bye bye. And they have restaurants and rapper Jay-Z's 40/40 Club. Also I went to a restaurant called Cuba Libre, which is here at the Tropicana Hotel. And they had this thing called 15 Tastes of Cuba. This is great for somebody who not sure what they want. And here's what I had. Appetizers, pressed Cuban bread and mango butter. Then I had, they didn't have the tuna ceviche. They had a different ceviche, which I like, I think. I know there was, not clams, wait a minute, scallops, but then something else. Then there was mariquitas, Latin America, mariquitas, black bean hummus, avocado salsa paired with house-made crispy plantain and yuca chips. Then there was empanada. I don't think there was an empanada. It's a chicken, corn, and jack cheese, baby spinach salad, tomato, tomatillo relish, goat cheese. I don't remember an empanada. It might have been something else. But okay. And then we have guava barbecue, BBQ rib. Cuba Libre's award-winning pork rib, slow-cooked and glazed with guava BBQ sauce, jicama sambal salad. That was just the appetizers. Now onto the entrees. Yes, entrees. Churrasco a la cubana, grilled skirt steak, parsley, lemon, and onion sauce, rosemary, mushroom, escabeche salad. Then there was camarones con caña, pan-seared sugarcane skewered jumbo shrimp, mango BBQ glaze, guacamole cubano. Then there was suntanned salmon. That must have been out in the sun. I was wondering when I was on the boardwalk, I saw some salmon, like, laying out on the beach. But fillet of Chilean salmon? Bronze? Oh, it was Chilean salmon. It wasn't the one laying out on the beach. Okay. I don't know. You can't tell one salmon from another. With, well, this is bronze. It was with honey mango glaze and star anise tomato sauce, accompanied by a signature watercress salad. Man, I'm getting hungry. I have dinner reservations in about 15 minutes. Moros y cristianos, black beans and rice. Verdura and enchilado, young mustard greens and tomatoes versus the old ones. Maduros, fried ripened plantains, and desserts, flan de vanilla, citrus-scented vanilla bean flan with summer berry and citrus salad. Natilla de coco, creamy coconut pudding, whipped cream, toasted coconut, and quince cookie. And torta de chocolate y dulce de leche, fallen chocolate souffle tart layered with dulce de leche and golden pineapple. And that's what I had for dinner last night. So, yes, that was my pretty much my trip here. One of the things that at the pier shops at Caesars when I went there to eat at the Continental, they have this a water show, this hourly water show that's cool. It's so cool to look at. If you best place, stand on the third level, and you see, you know, the water coming from the fountain, but it's a whole show with music, and they do this every hour, so here's another thing to do so you don't, you know, to not gamble. I mean, you know, people enjoy gambling. It's okay. Go out and gamble. I just rather not do it. To make sure, like, if I spend my money, I'm not getting something in return at all times. Now, as far as the Tropicana is really nice. I'm staying in the South Tower, which is the newest part of the hotel, and then there's the area that where the Cuba Libre is called the Quarter, and this area has a lot of shops and restaurants, and it's really nice, like the Havana area, and I believe, like, especially like now, I know that at least Cuba, I keep saying Cuba, because it's American pronunciation. Cuba Libre, late night Latin 2 floor show. They have this, let's see, at the Quarter. They have I'm not clear exactly where, but they have DJs and dancing. So this is something to do. And it says, I guess, present your dinner receipt for complimentary admission. So if you... if you have dinner at Cuba Libre, this is something you can do. So, I'm about to end the show, and I'm not sure I'll be home next week. I'm not sure what the show is about, but I'll be posting it. And so, everybody have a fabulous evening. My cat is fine. I sneaked her in. What can I tell you? I sneak Mallory here. What can I tell you? Where she is, though. Mallory. You know I snuck in, Mallory. Where are you? I want to say hello to everybody. Say hello to everyone. Say goodbye to everyone. I know.
I know you're the host for the show. I understand. I got it.
Meow. 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 Meow.